Saga Egmont presents What Becomes of the Broken-Hearted by Lisa Hopman, read by Kirsty Cox. Chapter 1. Cassie's life was perfect. She wasn't one to brag aloud to others, but inwardly she knew, without a doubt, that it was true. In fact, it had become a regular occurrence for her to lie in her pristine bed with its gazillion thread-count Egyptian cotton sheets in the stunning Glasgow West End apartment and just grin like an idiot. She had good reason, though. The man sleeping to her left was none other than Seth Guthrie, the sexiest, loveliest, most handsome man she had ever met. And he loved her. Boring, geeky, bookish Cassandra Montgomery. He was the clean-cut businessman who could have had any woman he wanted, whilst she was the Big Bang Theory-watching, Marvel movie-loving, grunge-music-obsessed woman who was 10 years his junior. They say opposites attract, but Cassie still couldn't quite believe her luck. She knew she wasn't hideous by any stretch, but she also knew she didn't really fit into the mould you would expect the wealthy tycoon to select his partners from. Although rather like Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, she had been gradually transformed from the ripped jeans, lumberjack shirt and Doc Martens wearing young woman to a designer dress wearing sophisticate. And now, here they were, snuggled up on a Sunday morning just as they had been for the last 4 years. Seth owned the apartment when they met, and whilst the exterior of the Victorian building, with its sandstone frontage and bay windows, was the epitome of Cassie's dream house, the interior was quite different. Seth's taste was what you could call minimalist. Plain white walls with white and grey furnishings, all extremely modern, and very little artwork to speak of, apart from some monochrome canvases with obscure titles that Seth had picked up from a gallery in Chicago. Cassie was desperate to bring a little colour and character-filled charm back to the place that had once been filled with period splendour, and she had made no bones about telling him so. His reaction had been something along the lines of, "Anything for you, darling." But it was clearly to appease her. She figured it would all happen in good time. She had grand plans for the place, and she knew how much he adored her. He wouldn't deny her her wish, she was sure. She would be marrying him soon, and then she would probably feel better equipped to stake her claim on the place and make her mark. She had her best friend Davina to thank for her introduction to the love of her life. Vina and Cassie had met on their first day at university, when they walked into the same lecture theatre together. School had never really been a joy for Cassie. The learning wasn't the issue. The other kids were. She had always been a little different to her classmates, and so had few memories of true school friendships. Where the majority of her peers had both parents, she had lost her mother at a young age. And where everyone else tended to be financially comfortable, Cassie's dad had to strive extra hard for the luxuries in life, resulting in charity shop purchases that instigated mocking and derisive stares. Confidence wasn't something she'd ever had in abundance, and for the most part she tried to blend into the background, becoming part of the fixtures and fittings rather than going out of her way to be noticed. Flashbacks of the trauma she'd experienced at the beginning of a new school year taunted Cassie as she walked into her lecture on the first day at university. She was very much aware that she looked like a deer in headlights as she allowed her wide eyes to scan the student-filled auditorium, searching for someone to sit beside who didn't look quite so intimidating as the rest. A pretty dark-haired girl made a beeline for her and grabbed her hand. "Hi, I'm Davina, although you can call me Vina, as I'm pretty sure we're going to be best friends. Come on, there are 2 seats free over there." The insistent stranger tugged at Cassie's hand and she followed willingly. Once they were seated, Vina looked at her expectantly. Realising she hadn't introduced herself yet, Cassie blushed as she did so.
"Oh, sorry. I'm Cassandra Montgomery, but most people call me Cassie."